When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
The Joy Business Report is brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. I am Pius Kujo Baka, and look now at our stories. The Bank of Ghana has increased the single obligor limit of financial institutions to 25% to aid in lending to the agricultural sector. According to the governor of the Bank of Ghana, Dr. Ness Addison, this is to improve lending to the sector and secure food security. He was speaking at the 5th anniversary launch and Rubber Value Chain Conference of Ghana in incentive-based risk-sharing system for agricultural lending.
In addition, the credit risk guarantee of GESL has been recognized as acceptable collateral for the computation of the single obligor limit under Section 62(9) of Act 930 in December 2022. This means that partnering financial institutions can use the credit risk guarantee of GESL as eligible collateral to secure loans, making these financial exposures to the agricultural sector secured. In this regard, the single obligor limit of the partnering financial institutions will be extended to 25% instead of 10%. This has further allowed PFI to expand their loan book on the back of lending to the agricultural sector.
Governor of the Bank of Ghana, Dr. Ness Addison, speaking there. On his part, the Finance Minister, Dr. Mohamed Amin Adam, entreated financial institutions to consider risk-sharing mechanisms to help SMEs and agribusiness organizations access credit.
The SME Growth and Opportunity Program is another strategic government initiative designed to provide coordinated support for the growth and development of small and medium enterprises in Ghana. Recognizing the crucial role SMEs play in driving economic growth, job creation, and innovation, the program seeks to address the challenges that hinder their expansion. SMEs within the value chain of the agricultural sector can leverage the SME Go program to scale up their operations in a more resilient manner, thereby contributing to the strengthening of the economy.
Finance Minister Dr. Mohamed Amin Adam speaking there as well. Now, away from that, the Association of Ghana Industries is calling for a reassessment of Ghana's industrialization policy. The AGI says the growth of industrial companies have slowed over the years, affecting economic expansion. Speaking at the 2024 Ghana Industrial Summit and Exhibition, President of the AGI, Dr. Humphrey Enyimdake, said industrial policies must be targeted at addressing fundamental challenges faced by manufacturing firms.
As we reflect on Ghana's industrialization journey, it is evident that progress has been slow. It is crucial that we reassess the policies and strategies employed in the past. Our efforts must be targeted at the pillars of economic growth that have the potential to create a multiplier effect. Promoting value chains stands out as a critical catalyst to drive innovation, enhance competitiveness, and foster sustainable industrial growth. This makes our theme for this year, Promoting Value Chains for Competitive Industrial Development, particularly timely and relevant.
Dr. Humphrey Enyimdake is the president of the Association of Ghana Industries, speaking at the 2024 Ghana Industrial Summit and Exhibition here in Accra. Now, government is being encouraged to adopt evidence-based tax policies to ensure transparency in the use of revenues aligned with public health goals to achieve reductions in tobacco use. According to Vision for Alternative Development, there must be deliberate fiscal policies aimed at discouraging the uptake and continuation of tobacco use, particularly among vulnerable populations such as low-income groups. Speaking at a National CSO's Dialogue on Enhancing Excise Taxation on Ghana, Executive Director of Programs of Vision for Alternative Development, Labram Musa, said there is the need to address the use of price and tax measures as effective tools for reducing tobacco consumption. We sincerely apologize for that wrong sound there. We shall rectify that and bring it to you subsequently. I'm told we have it, so we can now play.
We still think that government can still do more because there are lots of challenges that the country is facing. And we have to look at other, you know, innovative means, because other countries are doing the same. They are reducing their healthcare costs. They are improving the health of their people. They are also reducing the extent to which people are dipping their hands into their pocket to buy medicine and also care for their people. And they are doing this through taxes, you know, increased taxes on everything. And I always say that this is not the normal tax. You're talking about excise taxes on healthy commodities. So we're talking about product that does not have any health benefit. It doesn't have any positive, you know, as far as our human growth and development is concerned.
Executive Director of Programs for Vision for Alternative Development, Labram Musa, speaking to Joy Business there. Away from that, the Minister for Public Enterprises, Joseph Kudu, has emphasized the need for increased investment in the operations of the Ghana National Gas Company to enhance its operations. He's of the view that the company plays a crucial role in production of electricity, which cannot be ignored. Speaking with Joy Business, Mr. Kudu said it is important to prevent financial losses and safeguard the future of the institution.
This is a company that is also incurring costs to deliver the gas. If there is non-payment, aren't you risking sustainable operation of Ghana Gas? Corporately, when NGAS supplies you gas and you are not paying, even as a state, they cut off. But Ghana Gas doesn't have that corporate power to do same. Even though they are not being paid the way their invoices that they generate, they get up to about 42%. They are unable to. For me, gas is a very serious product, which should require that we should invest in the gas sector to develop the gas economy we envisage.
Joseph Kudu is the Minister for Public Enterprises. Now, study by the Center for Environmental Management and Sustainable Energy has revealed that oil marketing companies operated by foreign companies pay less to their employers. Meanwhile, OMCs that fully own their filling stations pay their employers better. The study also showed that some of the OMCs are not paying state contributions. An executive director for the Center for Environmental Management and Sustainable Energy, Benjamin Insia, has been speaking to us on that, and we shall bring you more in our subsequent bulletins on that. Time now for Pension Tip on MoneyLab.
In addition, the credit risk guarantee of gas.
Hello, welcome to MoneyLab. My name is Nana Asante Amwakun, Head of Consumer Experience at Enterprise Trustees. Today, we will talk about personal pensions. How well we prepare for each stage determines how well we will live the next stage. Our retirement is one of the most important stages in life, and we must prepare for it. While we are working, it is essential to make a personal commitment to our future outside the mandatory pension provision by the government to ensure that we live a comfortable life at retirement. Signing up for a personal pension is a crucial step in securing your retirement. Choose a plan aligned with your retirement goals and make regular contributions towards it. Seek professional advice from any of the NPRA licensed corporate trustees for a tailored strategy that aligns with your retirement goals. As Harry Fosdick said, don't simply retire from something, but have something to retire to. Thank you very much, and I'll see you again.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. so you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.